I am so ready to party. This is Debbie Beebe, and I'm in kind of sunny Southern California and kind of very rainy Southern California. And I have my favorite drink in hand, and I hope y'all get your favorite drink in hand. And you all know mine is coffee. I have the privilege of greeting this wonderful, amazing, inspirational call on Thursday mornings, and it is one of my favorite things to do. I love jumping on this call every morning and hearing each and every one of you laughing, singing, telling where you're calling in from, trying to figure out your accents if you're really from Wisconsin. But I get to introduce the man that put this call together, and he just rocks all of our worlds. He is such a belief coach. He has led me for sure in the world of personal development, personal growth, and you know, he's been with Isagenix for forever. And he's done so many things with Isagenix. He went first. Leaders go first, and he helped them implement so many programs from the beginning. And you know, I was thinking, of course I was. I woke up in the middle of the night to the rain, and I was thinking about Lenny Evans, and I was thinking about all of the things that he has done. You know, we always give the accolades. We always say what he's done. We always celebrate him before we bring him on the call. And some of the things, not only is he an Isagenix millionaire, but you know, some of the things you guys might have heard me say before, and maybe you haven't, is, you know, that he was the prince of the prom. He was in a band. You know, he's an author. He's owned many, many businesses. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about myself, and maybe you guys can think about yourself. I was just thinking, what have you done in your life? Because we're all so beautiful. There's so many levels to us, and we don't give ourselves enough merit. What have we done? Maybe take the time today, write it down. What have you done? Were you in a band? Were you the prince of the prom? You know, what have you done? Did you have a career as a kid climbing trees? I did. I mean, what have you done? What are you doing now? And what are you going to do? And what if we write down all that, think about that, and embrace everything that we have been, who we are, and what we can be, and what we can do? And that's what I think this call has done for me. So please welcome to the call the mastermind that put this call together, Mr. Lenny Evans.
WBB, hello, thank you. Oh
Good
my gosh.
morning.
Oh gosh, that's just beautiful. I loved all your words, and thank you for those kind words. And yes to all of that. Yes to writing it down. Yes to stepping into it. Yes to imagining it. Yes to all that. Guys, welcome to the call. Good morning. It's Lenny, and I'm here in Utah, and it's raining here too. And that's beautiful because no rain, no rainbow. So with that, guys, let's take a big deep breath. And you heard Debbie, she has her coffee nearby, and you know what I have, Amphenox. And so we're going to take a big deep breath. And just what I want you to do is I want you to think of something that you're super excited about in your vision, in your goals, one of your goals, just anything, just one thing, a new car, new house, new clothes, new Louis Vuitton purse, new whatever it is, right? And then let's breathe in and be grateful for receiving it, and then let's breathe some life into it. One, two, three, breathe in. Get a smile, let the corners of your mouth go upward, and breathe life into it. Ooh, that is delicious. All right, let's take a drink. You guys, are we blessed? Are we blessed? Are we blessed? And are we blessed that it's Thursday? And I want to bring on. Oh, I'm going to quote Rumi. I've been doing a yoga every day. It's part of my deal. And I'm going to quote Rumi. He says, "The fault is in the one who blames. Spirit sees nothing to criticize." And so with that, someone who never judges me, like ever judge. I feel so safe with this person. She sees me, she blesses me, she's always open. She helped facilitate a meeting last Monday in St. George where I got to meet Brett Kessler. What a wonderful man. What a wonderful mission. I'm all in. I can't wait to do start my own bank. That's a whole other conversation. But I'm just so grateful that Casey doesn't just stop. She always shares contributions for all of us. And so with that, she's a multimillionaire already. her and her husband, you know, but she really gets it at a deep level. She's here to help us, and she's brilliant. And Casey Flops, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm awesome. So, you know, obviously we just had our incredible event, NYKO, and I saw Brent when I was down there too. And I do host them, you know, for anybody who is wanting to learn more about them, I do host them at some of the Super Saturdays and then either Celebration or NYKO once a year. I've vacationed with him and his family and gotten to know him at a personal level. And, you know, so just super, super great mission of just educating people about income and wealth and how to B-Bank, I mean, that's just been a whole journey in itself. So I'm glad you guys got to experience that in St. George. I'm actually doing some things right now with it before this call. And then, of course, you guys, NYKO is here. And for all of us that were there and have been talking about it, just what another magical event. And I was looking this morning at, you know, the different Super Saturdays, and that's really what's inspired me to kind of go on the call today and talk about. And I just, you know, do you guys plug into that, right? Because, I mean, events, you know, building with our core four events and knowing, you know, the dates of those already, but then really, you know, to utilize all these Super Saturdays that are taking place all over and, you know, getting in the car, piling in, like, are you utilizing? I mean, there's so much that goes in, you know, time, money, energy, and effort. And then we, you know, just open it across the board for all Isagenics associates to come. And I was just looking at, you know, some of the trainers and the lineups of just the people at the Super Saturdays all around. And so I just really encourage you guys, oh, my gosh, like, utilize what is being given to us. You know, are we utilizing what's right in front of us? And sometimes for me, the answer is no, I'm not. I'm not utilizing it as much as I should. And so really when I, you know, jump into that and tap into it, but, you know, think about your very first event. And if you're on this call and you haven't had a first event yet, that's got to be, you know, number one priority for your for yourself and for sure your business. But think about what happened to you at your first event. I know at mine at NYKO, I mean, I just saw the light. I saw it. And I said, I have to come back with somebody. I have to come back with somebody. I didn't have anybody at my first event. And my second event, then I used one of the core four, and I went to an Isagenics University, and I brought one person in addition to my amazing, beautiful mother. So I had two people at that event, and that one person was Wendy Jarvis. And, you know, I brought her, and she then, you know, she saw the vision. My mom saw it more. Mom's just always been supporting me and my number one fan. But then she saw the vision, right? And then, you know, then trickle forward, and then, you know, she had people, and I brought some more people. And then I remember traveling. Oh, my gosh, I drove 12 hours. I think it probably even turned into longer ones. And I was up in New Jersey because I had one person up there that would go to that event. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, about us going to, you know, just our local events. Like if we have the ability on a weekend for a Super Saturday or for a UIA or University in Action that we can go to because we have one or two team members that will be there, not only are we going to get re-fired up like we all just did at NYKO that were there, but it's going to then keep passing it on and passing it on. And without a shadow of a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, when Eric Worre talks about, you know, events being one of the number one or the highest paid skill set in network marketing, the highest paid skill set in this incredible industry, oh, my gosh, I'm going to make it a laser focus throughout the year. I'm constantly letting my teams know of where Super Saturdays are. When I get on a phone with somebody because I'm constantly checking it, I'm going to have the ability, you know, just doing some welcome calls yesterday. I'm like, okay, where's the closest event? Where's the Super Saturday? When's the next UIA? When's the next ICU? Like, it just has to be this constant thing circulating through your organization to where it's just promoting events. And without, you know, I was really thinking about just my shifts and just really thinking about the skill set of that. And I definitely have been able to master that skill set, and I'm planning on mastering it even more and doubling, you know, continuing to double my numbers of these beautiful souls that are at these events. And so that's really, that's my message today, Lenny. I just really wanted to talk about that and the Super Saturdays that are coming up. You guys, utilize them. You there, Lenny?
Yes, I'm here. Okay, well, absolutely. And I see you're doing one. Now, where's yours? You're going to be speaking at one.
Yeah, I'll be in Michigan next weekend. I know we have Kathy Coover zooming in. I think there's like 5 Isagenix millionaires, and people like Jill Bowman, Cindy Hedges, Cindy Walters, who just was a success story. So that's going to be in Michigan, and then doing one in I'll be doing another one in March 4th in Savannah. But I still utilize them all across the board.
Awesome. Well, you know what? Of course, you know, and gosh, it's such a brilliant way to build, is to look and see where your people are living, and then look and see where they are, look and see where the events are, and say, go to this meeting and trust the process, you know, got to get them there, you know, and that brings back something else, too. It's just like, I remember my first meeting, it was during my first 90-day cleanse, it was back in 2004, and it was a big commitment for me to drive to Los Angeles from my house, which was about 87 miles one way. And I drove, and I remember there were about maybe 12, 15 people in the audience. I think by the end of the meeting, there were 30. You know, a bunch of people came late because of horrible traffic in L.A. And but the speaker was Dr. John Gray, and then this other lady named Kathy Coover. Now, granted, you know, there was Kathy Coover and John Gray at my first meeting, but I remember thinking, who are these people? Is this really happening to me? And I got it right then. Because you either think to yourself, either this is a lie, and they're all lying, or it's true, and I got to find out early. And only one of those two things is possible. And so, guys, you know, any reason to get to a meeting, a Super Saturday, anything, you know, it could be the time. I mean, do you remember the time you just got it? Where were you, Casey?
NYKO. I got it. You can't not get it at NYKO.
Yeah, right. Wow, God.
You know,
right.
but the thing is it doesn't matter if I just get it. That's not what this is about. It's about allowing other people to get it. And if we're not going and making that a part of how we build, our team's not going to be making that a part of how they build. And, you know, just why, you know, too, I love bliss retreats and personal development. You guys, utilize this. There were so many people that I had at NYKO because I had gotten them to a Super Saturday before. Now, am I able to go to all of them? No. But if it's in driving distance and I can do it and it's people that I know that, okay, me going is going to – I mean, that's a sacrifice that I'm willing – it's the highest paid skill set. It has to have that time, devotion, and attention for us to – whatever we have to do to have souls in those seats at Super Saturdays to then the four core. You guys, laser focus in on that. Write that down. Make that a goal for 2017 that you are going to fill – Isagenix events with your team members and your business, without a shadow of doubt, I know for a stone cold fact, will grow.
There's no doubt. Wow, the highest paid skill. Wow. It's such a fun skill. It's such a great skill. It's such an easy skill to get excited about, like, what we have. That's awesome. Well,
it's for sure.
Amazing, amazing. Well, Casey, thank you for all you do, and again, for just everything and helping all of us get these skills, the most important ones that are the ones that are going to bring us more and more and more joy, more abundance, blow our business up and blow their businesses up. You know, I keep thinking, I was on a coaching call before this, and I keep thinking about Alicia and I were talking about her new person, Scott, and how Scott is a Toastmaster speaker, but he really wants to be in the 100-pound club and lose, you know, 100 pounds, and he's loving it so far. He's, like, crazy excited, and I keep seeing all these people that we're serving, all these people that we're inviting and inspiring to get to these events. I keep seeing them looking in the mirror and catching a glimpse of their lioness, catching a glimpse of their lion. And for sure, the lioness and their lion have abs. And so when they catch the glimpse, you know, there it is. And it's the beginning of that. I mean, well, not the beginning. Everybody's on the path to that. But that's one of the greatest things about what we're doing and getting to the event is where they're going to wake up. And they're going to get it. You're right, Casey. Thank you so much for that brilliant message, a simple message. But, guys, let's dedicate time to that, you know, every day. And so just thank you again, and again, thank you for Brent, Brent Kessler. Wow, what a powerful presentation.
It's a whole new world, my friend.
Dude, you know, I sat there, and I was just, like, lit up. Like, when I finally got network marketing, I got this banking thing. I got it. So anyway, thank you. It's taken me a little bit, but I got it. So that's awesome. All right, guys. Well, hey, let's rock it. Let's do this, you know, and let's rock our day and getting people to events and getting people to see it, to really, it's about other people, guys. We already see it. It's about us spending time and getting other people to see it, and that's so true. So with that, guys, we're going to unmute the lines. We're going to rock our day, and let's do a 1, 2, 3, Isagenics, and then Rhonda will be hosting on Playing the Tale of the Pros at 9:30. Guys, thank you. We love you. We see you. We want this for you and a lot. So here we go. Hold on. All right, guys, we're live. Let's do this. 1, 2, 3.
Isagenics.